You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In today's Executive Lounge, we're putting the spotlight on Africa's entertainment industry. And our executive has very close ties with the industry, having started out as a classical pianist and a violinist, and then becoming a TV presenter as well as a producer. She is now the CEO of General Entertainment and Connected Video at MultiChoice, and she joins us on the Market Update all the way from Dubai. Miss Yolisa Phahla, thanks so much for your time, ma'am. How are things going there?
Things are going very well over here, actually. I'm sure many of your listeners are aware that there is an expo in Dubai, and the UAE has basically provided a platform for businesses and governments from around the world to bring their innovation, bring their ideas, and bring their creativity to Dubai, where we are networking very hard. And our group, the MultiChoice Group, was approached by our government as a private sector partner. And we've been working very hard with them, using our platform, to position South Africa as a fantastic investment and tourist destination, as well as, of course, highlighting our fantastic film and television industry.
Mm. I think what most of our listeners probably have in their minds is Fifi's just introduced this lady as Yolisa Phahla, but she sounds British in English. So just tell us about the accent and the upbringing.
So, yes, the accent is a British accent. My parents are South African. In fact, my father grew up in Alexandra Township in Johannesburg, and my mother's from Ladysmith in KwaZulu-Natal. And I guess, like many people in the 1960s, they left the country to try and work to raise awareness and bring an end, obviously, to a horrible regime. And I was then born in London, went to school in London, but at the age of 38, decided to move to South Africa with my family, where I was fortunate enough to actually find a great job at Mnet, and I started at Mnet as the head of Channel O.
Quite a bold move, and also to make at, I mean, you're an adult at 38, and you just essentially said, I'm packing my bags and I'm moving to an entirely new country, which, I mean, wasn't home at the time, given the fact that you were born and raised in London. Just take us through that thought process and whether you've had any regrets ever since.
Well, it's very interesting, actually, because when we left London, we were leaving for what we called a career break. I worked, and my partner, the father of my children, actually worked. We both worked for the BBC, so we were in broadcasting. And we applied for a career break, which meant we could take unpaid leave, and then after a year, we could come back to our jobs. And we actually had fantastic jobs at the BBC. He was in news as a producer, and I was an entertainment senior producer for radio, in fact, the BBC's first digital music radio station. But when we got to South Africa and started looking around at the television industry, and particularly I was very excited by the music industry working at Channel O, we realized that there was just so much opportunity, and actually Mnet, where I was working, was a company so open to new ideas that we ended up resigning from the BBC and making a conscious choice. I made a conscious choice, which was that I would rather work for Mnet, MultiChoice at the time, than go back to actually what was a wonderful job at the BBC.
And so you take this conscious choice and this bold move probably then at the time. You start your career journey at Mnet, and fast forward, you are now the CEO of General Entertainment and Connected Video. How did you get there?
It's a really interesting question. And the honest truth is that I've never, ever wanted to really be a CEO in my life. But I think I've always just looked around and, you know, where I've had an idea, I've never been, I guess, frightened to put that idea forward, where I see people. And there were so many people at MultiChoice who were doing incredible things. I remember back then, you know, MTS Patel driving the local football, which was a huge, I think, turning point for our local football in South Africa and the, the association's ability to generate money and pay players and build the reputation of our local football league around the world. And I've just felt really strongly that at MNET at that time, whilst we had wonderful channels and great movies and all the best Hollywood content, we somehow didn't seem to be producing local entertainment that spoke to our biggest audience, our Black South African audience, and I was surprised by that. And for me, that represented a wonderful opportunity to actually begin to drive with the support from everybody there, this idea of local entertainment, and out of that strategy, really, Mzansi Magic, which is now obviously one of the biggest channels in the country and a flagship channel for MultiChoice, was born.
Wonderful. And your efforts haven't gone unnoticed by the industry. You have been recognized by Africa.com in their rigorous research report to identify women who run the largest and most complex businesses on the continent. You are amongst the top 50 CEOs leading corporate Africa. Congratulations to you. How do accolades like that make you feel? How much value do you put on them?
Well, how do they make me feel? Well, first of all, I'm very pleased that essentially the MultiChoice company has been recognized, because I think that, you know, me being given this award is really a reflection of the work of everybody in the company, and particularly a number of incredible women who I work with. I mean, as a CEO, you can have a vision, you can have a strategy, but you can't deliver results on your own. You know, where we've been able to do amazing things with MultiChoice, like really, I guess, position ourselves as Africa's most loved storyteller, as a huge supporter of local languages and the local industry. There are so many other people who have been a part of that journey, both inside the organization and outside of the organization. And I guess the second thing it makes me think about is that if I can do it, and if I can get to be a CEO, then so can anybody, as long as they're given opportunity, as long as they are, listened to, my journey was facilitated by incredible people who supported me, who encouraged me, who coached me and mentored me. And I guess it makes me more determined to try and make sure that I provide opportunities for other people to do things which hopefully will have a positive impact on the countries and the communities and their families.
It's the picture that's coming into my head of climbing the ladder, and once you get to the top, not forgetting to look back at those who are also trying to ascend with you. But a quick one, Yolisa, where do you see the future of Africa's entertainment industry on the global stage?
Well, I've always believed, and I grew up, in London, but very much in touch with a lot of what was happening in South Africa. So my father went to school with him, was a very close friend of Hugh Masekela, and as he travelled the world in the 80s, I was lucky, to have him in our home and to be able to see how his music just brought so much joy to audiences around the world. And I really do believe that the same is possible with our film and television industry. And I think we can see that already. I mean, at MNET, we're now really into our third or fourth co-production. So currently wrapping post-production on an amazing pre-colonial fantasy drama, which has been produced in association with Canal Plus. And that's called Blood Psalms. And we've been speaking about that already. And some people may have seen Reka, which was, again, a South African story made with, funding and backing from Fremantle International. And we also, our first big co-production was, of course, Trackers, and that was an adaptation of Dion Meyer's novel. And that made it to HBO channels and Sky in the UK and Australia, all over the world. So I think this is possibly, a pivotal and hugely exciting point where we will be able to take our stories to the world, just as Bollywood has done, and just as you know, the South American and Turkish telenovela, and more recently, Korean drama is also becoming very popular outside of Korea.
Right. I look forward to that day and telling the story when that happens. But Yolisa, thanks so much for joining the Market Update with your inspiring story. Yolisa Phahla, the CEO of General Entertainment and Connected Video at MultiChoice. This show was brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.